Hello everybody, it's Paula. I didn't know how much of a gap to leave then because I find sometimes I've been missing off the beginning because I talk too quickly. I think it's the app. If in doubt, blame Audio Boom. Sorry, Audio Boom. So I thought I'd do a series of posts about, I'm going on a sailing weekend this weekend, and to say I am terrified is a bit of an understatement. My choice, I wanted to go. I like sailing. So I thought I'd put a bit of my thoughts and feelings down. I may have to stop this a bit suddenly and continue later because I'm just waiting to go out and waiting for my lift to knock on my door any minute now. So for some reason, the only time I seem to get a spare minute to sit down is when I'm waiting to do something. I went on a sailing holiday in September, and I've done sailing before, but not a great deal, but I hadn't sailed since I had my daughter, who is going to be 14 this month. So I got this opportunity to go on holiday. I think that's a car outside, actually. So I took it and sailing in Greece. And loved it so much. It was brilliant. So I wanted to do more sailing, you know, in this country. It'd be lovely to sail abroad all the time, but can't afford it, don't have the time, and just would like to be able to do some a bit more locally. So I had a bit of trouble contacting local sailing clubs, and contacted all sorts of visually impaired sailing organisations, and I will resume later. Back, and if you can hear the rain, this is not how I want it to be at the weekend. It's actually stopping. That's the power of my thoughts, eh? Anyway, so I contacted some visually impaired sailing organisations. I found a company called East Anglian Sailing Trust, who I used to sail with a couple of, sounds like I did it loads, but it was a couple of times. Again, that was yacht sailing, staying on the boats. I'm not sure I've said that about my holiday, but yeah, it was. And kind of cruising sailing, and it was fun. And I contacted them with a good response and hoping to do a long weekend later in the year. And I also contacted Blind Sailing, who do kind of racing, they do racing sailing as a sport, and wasn't really too sure what it would be for me, but I thought I'd give it a go. So they were very enthusiastic, and the lady organising it all said, yes, come along, as soon as possible. Our new sailing dates have just come out, and there's one in January in the Isle of Wight. I'm going, here's the rain again. Don't know if you can hear that. Actually, let me just do something with my phone. There you go. Right. She said, yeah, come along in January. And I'm going, January? Is it not cold in January? Yes. I said I would. My parents can have my daughter and my guide dog, and I'm going. So it would seem. I'm very nervous. I'm looking forward to it because, as I said, I like sailing, but I've been used to fairly big yachts and staying on them, and sort of a bit few mod cons and things. If it all gets a bit much, I can hide in my cabin for a few minutes or whatever. But no, I won't have any of that. I'm not really too sure what to expect. I'm not entirely sure what the boats are like, although you have, like 3 or 4 people on them. So they must be a reasonable size. I'm kind of, not quite sure what to expect, but I'm going. I'm hoping that I don't completely dissolve in tears and say, I'll never want to do this again. So that's kind of why I'm posting, and I'm hoping I'm going to keep up with these posts, because I never manage to keep up with challenges, do I? So as I haven't set myself a particular number or a particular time, I thought maybe I'll manage that. So I've gone out and bought lots of clothes. I haven't bought any kind of waterproof stuff because apparently I'm able to borrow it. So, but I have got lots of warm layers and thermals, which I already had. And I brought a pair off my mum as well. And fleecy legging things and jogging trousers, jogging bottom trousers, and long sleeve tops, several of them, like, and sort of cotton polo neck style ones as well, and jumpers. Actually, I already had those, but that, you know, thin jumpers. I figured that if I wear lots of thin layers, then that'll keep me warmer than if I wear, you know, one or two thicker layers. So I got myself fleecy socks. And I have some gloves, but she'll probably need some. I think she said I can borrow some sailing gloves or something. So, but I'll take some anyway, and a hat. Yeah, watch this space. I'm kind of desperate to pack, but I don't want to pack everything too early. I'm still debating as to what size bag to take, because I have to take my towels, and where we're staying it sounds like a kind of a youth hostel type of place where you have sort of several people sharing a room and stuff like that. So and they provide bedding, but they don't provide towels. So, of course, that's going to take up room. Yeah, so I'm debating at the moment a bit as to what size bag to take. And so I think I'll start packing soon. So I might do a little post about that. Now, how much of the weekend I'll be able to do, I don't know, because I'm a bit shy and I'm not very good at doing audio when other people are there. So I'll tell you about it, but whether it will be actually on the weekend or after, I don't know. But watch this space. And if anybody is remotely interested, then hopefully I'll be able to give you details about how it went. And I'm hoping it will actually go okay. My biggest fear is that I'm going to be so cold that I'll hate it and that'll put me off. So I think I've got myself prepared with about 50 million layers of clothing. So I'm hoping anyway. So take care, everyone, and I'll let you know how it goes.